New Year, same extra value meals at McDonald's. Now get a savory sausage McMuffin with egg, plus hash browns, and a small coffee for just $5.
For a limited time only, prices and participation may vary. Prices may be higher in Hawaii, Alaska, and California, and for delivery.
The General Banter Podcast with Colin Jettis.
Right about here, ladies and gentlemen. I want you to get yourself and your soul together. This man will make your liver quiver. Man will make your bladder splatter. Let's all welcome the world's godfather of soul.
Colin Jettis.
It's Gettis, actually.
Jettis.
Gettis.
Jettis. Jettis. Jettis.
Fuck you.
What the fuck's happening, people? Welcome to the General Banter Podcast on today that is Tuesday, the 27th of December. It's Boxing Day. I am hanging. In fact, this is my new expression. I heard some girl on Snapchat said she was hanging like a week's worth of washing. And I was like, that's mine now. Cheers, my dear. I can feel myself getting a bit of the cold here, which is to be expected after 4 days of absolutely abusing your body. And I'll tell you what happened last night. Boxing night. And it was that, you know, that thing where you're like the fourth night of drinking. So only in Ireland can you say that. You know yourself when you're on the fourth night on the piss. And you're like, last night was a struggle, tonight's the fourth night, I'm really gonna have to fucking put in work here to get pished. And somehow you manage it, you know, and then all of a sudden it's 6 o'clock and someone's like, we should probably go to bed. And you're all like, I mean, I could 100% stay up, but I will, yes, go to bed just out of decency. So there you have it, folks. This is now known as the 27th of December bedcast. As far as I know, this will be the last podcast of the year, so should there be some sort of celebration? Yeah, this is how I'm celebrating it. I'm celebrating it in bed, the bedcast. Also, we've been out of our house for a couple of days, and you know, like sometimes you just get back and you're like, this house needs the heating on and it's cold on, and you're like, I'm just going to get in bed right now. I'm not going to sit in my fucking office, which is the furthest part of the house away, and it's freezing. Do you know what I'm saying? I'm going to get in bed like a big fat 4 days drinking fucking ham stuffed fat bitch that I am. And I don't know why I can't stop thinking about KFC. I really don't. I don't eat KFC a lot. You know, I'd be lucky if I had it twice a year. But for some reason today, I'm like, I really want fried chicken. And that's all. I might have to go after, if it's open, you know. And I'm pretty sure where we live right now, out in the sticks, the closest one is Armagh. So am I willing to drive to Armagh for a KFC? Yes. You know, my fat knows no bounds. Let me plug some shit real quick. This is of utmost importance, guys, okay? This is Tuesday. Fucking vans. This is Tuesday the 27th. Tomorrow is Wednesday the 28th. We are doing the General Banter Comedy Squad live at the Nerve Centre, Derry. Pew, 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 pew. There are quite a lot of pre-sales away, okay, but there are only 260 tickets. And your man in the place says, listen, New Year's Eve is our busiest night of the year and you've sold more than they have. So what I want you to do, guys, is if you're in the Derry area. Derry area, fuck me, that's a mouthful of shite. Just get a ticket, bro, you know what I'm saying? You will not be let down, it's going to be a fucking beast. The Ulster Hall gig was a beast. This is just a smaller version of it, but we're still bringing the motherfucking fire. And as Aaron McCann said on the old Snapchat, he goes, oh, I'm not paying in to see you again. And I promise you, I mean, that's one thing that I think separates most of the comedians, especially in the old comedy squad. They're not afraid to try new stuff. You know, every time you see someone, they might have a joke you've heard before, like a bit that they use to close because it's a guaranteed laugh or whatever. But I know, personally speaking, me, Mickey, Aaron, just everybody kind of turns their material over pretty quick. So, which is what you have to do because we gig a lot in Laveries and people keep coming to Laveries and we keep trying to do new stuff. So, get on it, bitches. It's going to be fucking dynamite. So there you have it, the Nerve Centre Derry. The Friday or the Thursday is in Bogans in Oma, because there is no more Daly's Comedy Club. So it's been moved over to Bogans, which is a better bar if you're to ask my opinion. So that's gonna be cool, you know. Don't know if there needs to be such a big push for tickets there. It's very popular. I've had a few people ask me, do they need to buy tickets? There are no tickets. You pay at the door, but get there fucking early is what I'm saying. So there you have it. What? Derry on the Wednesday, Oma on the Thursday. Get it right up, you. Huh? And then, of course, Lavery's just keeps on trucking. It's on the 4th of January, if my fucking memory serves me correctly. And we've got Shane Todd headlining, because he was supposed to be doing a wee spot there in December. But then he got whisked away to the old Galgorm. Mm-hmm. That's it, guys. Beer52.com is the sponsor. If you want to get involved with this podcast, if you want to support it, order yourself some fucking subscription craft beer. Get sent out to your house. They're fancy, you know what I'm saying? I personally speaking, have drank a lot of like Corona, okay? And a lot of Budweiser over Christmas. And I'll tell you something, it's like a tramp's fucking rectal secretion compared to some of these beers. Get yourself, these are my words, not the words of Beer 52, okay? But they're great beers. They're reassuringly strong. They vary every month. You get a free magazine every time you get it. It's so handy. And it becomes exciting. You're like, ooh, got some beer. Excitement. Craft beer. Stop drinking the fizzy piss, guys. Get some beer52.com. Use the code BANTER10 when you're ordering it. Get £10 off your first box. Oh, hiccup included in the promo. That's it, guys. That is it for all the useless information at the start. God damn it. Since the last time I spoke to you, you know, let's enter the general banter section of the General Banter podcast. We had Lavery's Comedy Club. I feel like I talk about it every fucking other week on this shit. But as usual, it was unreal. We had a sellout. We had to shut the fucking doors down. All our comedians were on. Everybody did very well. We had a great time, you know. The highlight of the night was probably, there's a guy in the front row called Jethro wearing like a sort of, what do you call it? Like an actual bomber jacket, you know, like a leather bomber jacket with a fucking just fur around the top of it. And Mickey Bartlett laid into him big style, and it was fucking hilarious. You know, I had a go at him. It was just fun, you know. What have I done to my fucking neck? Do you ever just like scratch your neck a couple of times and then you look at it and you're like, oh my god, have I been attacked by something? Yeah, I'm going to release a vlog, and I need you to check it out, because Mickey gets laid into this guy, slagging him for being like a World War II fucking pilot and all this shit. And he's loving it. Jethro in the front row is killing himself. And then what did I say to him? Oh yeah, just out of interest, how much is it to park your Spitfire in Castle Court? It was a riot. It was a full riot. And then just the usual pounding beers and hanging out, touching dicks. The problem with having a comedy night like that is when you go out afterwards, you've got about an hour and a half to really do some serious drinking, which we did in Lavery's. And then people started bursting into Christmas carols out the back. It was a magical moment. If it were anywhere else in the world other than there. You know, what is it about Northern Ireland where someone starts singing, "Oh, holy night, my ring is red, meh, meh," and everyone goes, "Fuck up, you stupid cunt." It was a magical moment. It's also captured on tape. I'll show you that. We went to, I mean, continuing on from last week's podcast, this is part two of I'm going to tell you a series of ridiculous fucking interactions with weirdos. We ran into this dude. We went to the world famous Frangos, which is facing Lavery's, which is like, this tastes good now, but when I inevitably Ralph it up, or indeed shotgun blasted out of my anus tomorrow, I'll be smiling on the other side of my face. But you know, when you're blocked, you're like, this cunt's gonna put a beef burger and a chicken burger in a bap. Geddes is there, alright? It's Christmas, baby. No more kale shakes. Suck my dick. And the thing is, I drank so much, I would fucking... That's all I want right now. All I want is someone to bring me a kale shake with a fucking flake in it. Oh, I want it so bad. Just try not to fucking die this week. Seems to be the main agenda. So we go in this fucking place and there's just this dude. Never trust a man in a chicken shop by himself. You know, he's just there. He's ginger. He's got braces on and his teeth look like... How would I describe his teeth? Like if you sucked a Werther's original down to the size of a tooth and did that like 32 times to make yourself a full set of teeth. That's what this guy's teeth look like. And he's drinking Coke, which I'm pretty sure he just lifted from another table. So what about this dude? Cool as shit. I was with girlfriend Maureen, Rory Woods, who got engaged. Can I say that? Yes, I think I can. Yeah, you can. He put it on Facebook. Shout out to Woodsy. You know? Everyone thought he was a lesbian presenting the bake-off. Turns out, no. Actual straight person has an actual goddamn fiancé Knowles now. Which is probably a joke that he would make. So shout out to Woodsy and Lisa there for getting engaged. They've only been going out for about fucking 20 years or some shit. So we're sitting there and it was Maureen, her sister and Woodsy, and this guy is like cracking on to women, you know what I mean? Like, hey, I'm gonna chat these chicks up here because I'm, you know, my hair is bright orange, my eyelashes are sort of white, and my teeth honestly look like sweet corn held together with a string because I've got braces on them. And that's one of those things, you're like, the braces aren't gonna help your teeth, bro, when your teeth are, you know, full scale gold. You've got like gold teeth without actually having them gold plated. So he's like trying to talk to Maureen. Oh, where are you from? We were in a chicken shop on a Wednesday and it's 10 to 2 in the morning. Where are you from? And she goes, where are you from? And he goes, I'm from the EU. And you know, one of those answers where you're like, here we go. Here we fucking go. And then this argument went back and forth, and she's like, why the fuck would I tell you? Goes, oh, come on, where are you from? And it was just this shit banter where he's like, oh, I fucking hate you. I hate you guys. What do you like? You guys are crazy. Yeah, I'm wearing deck shoes, bro, at a chicken shop on a fucking Wednesday, you know, with my teeth made out of yellow bits of flint. And she's like Maureen had this, you know, big old angry face on her, and she's like, what are you talking about? No, and then just this back and forward, back and forward, back and forward, and he's like, oh well, you know, I'm from Ireland. And then it just narrowed down, and he's like, yeah, I'm from a place called Ballygolly. And Maureen's like, yeah, that's about fucking 10 minutes down the road from me, you stupid cunt, being all fucking mystic. Ah, stop it with the banter, I hate you. I fucking hate you. And by this stage I was like, I can't even listen to this fucking stupid cunt anymore. I'm gonna go outside and ring a taxi. And I'm looking through the window and I can just basically see Maureen giving him the full, you know, like, just angry mum face, even though she's not quite a mum, you know what I'm saying? And I was just ringing this taxi, like, I hope this taxi comes before she gets up and stabs him. And then she gets in the taxi and she's like, yeah, he just would not stop talking about the Ra. And of course Maureen said she was, you know, like, playing along with it, and she was like, that's the way to go, everyone should more or less, you know, be in some branch of the IRA right now. You know, Brexit, Arlene Foster, what's the crack? Let's all just be in the Ra. Cannot stop thinking, I've talked about it last time, but cannot stop thinking about that Arlene Foster interview that was on Nolan with your man that just kept like fucking, the Lord told me. I just can't get over it. If that was any other job, you know what I mean? Imagine you were in your dentist and he's like, the Lord has promised me that he's going to take care of this tooth, and through his eyes we are guided through the... I'd be like, listen, bitch, why don't you use your fucking 7 years of medical training instead of referencing your fucking invisible mate there? God's not going to do much when you fucking slip and drive that thing straight into my jaw, you silly dumb bitch. So anyway, that was Lavery's. And then we absolutely dodged the bullet because the rest of them boys went back to Aaron McCann's house, which I seen the Snapchats from, and it was just like fucking six fat dudes badly dancing, just like, yeah, where are the hoes at? So we ended up just fucking scooping up girlfriend Wayne's other sister, who was somehow bundled in with all them boys. And then we just escaped. And they're like, oh, you're not coming to party and all that. I was like, listen, I've been to enough fucking student house parties at that time of night where there's 15 people, half a tin of tenants, and some dude's like, I've got weed, and then pulls this thing out of his sock, and you're like, bro, I don't need to be here at all. Let me phone some women. Yeah, bro. I mean, I would understand if this place was full of women all the time, but it's never full of women, and I don't think you're going to be able to call any right now at 3:10, bro. So sort your lives out. I don't know why I told you about that guy at Frango's, to be honest, really. But this, again, just an extension of last week's podcast. Just weird fucking dudes. You know, went Christmas shopping the day after that. Just people looking photos and fuck it. Like, you know, sometimes you go in public and you're like, oh yeah, I've like fucking 10 million hits on YouTube, which globally doesn't mean anything, but they're all concentrated here. So people fucking completely freak out and just overcompensate by like, I'm gonna need to get a photo. And you're like, are you? You don't need to get, you know, whatever. Let me do a big song and dance so I don't seem embarrassed when I take this photo, even though I'm fucking trembling over the fat bitch from YouTube. Drives me fucking insane. Not that I don't know how to put this properly, but it's like, I don't mind taking photographs of people. Like, it's a weird thing. It's weird for me to do that still. But, you know, someone's watching videos or listening to this fucking podcast or something. So yeah, take a photo by all means. Don't be fucking weird. You know, you walk out somewhere and like, holy fuck, buy a blender. And you're like, okay. Did you need to shout that all over Debenhams? Fuck me. Trying to tell his mate, do you know where buy a blender is? Fuck's sake. It's just weird. Just weird. But it's been happening all week. You know, we went to this wee bar down here, down in the old Sticky Sticks. And again, just, I don't know what I prefer more. This scumbag spied from Belfast going, oh my fucking god, there's Bertie a Blitzer and all. We used to fucking, oh my god, we used to drink fucking ciders, which is a real drink. Just double fucking cider, two separate drinks. Now one cup, mate. That sort of guy, or just the brain dead fucking culture who's like, buy a blender! Fuck me, buy a blender! And then trying to explain to his fucking stupid girlfriend, like, do you know where that is and all? And they're like, listen, we're in the country. No one has the fucking internet. That's your fucking man there. Yeah. Just bizarre. And then, I don't know why in the fuck, bad choice, wore that pink beanie that I have, if you see my fucking Instagram. And of course, everyone's just like, oh my god, fucking pink hat and all. And you're like, yep. Pink hat, as if to be like, oh yeah, sorry, I forgot that meant that you're gay as shit. I'll take this pink hat off, will I? It's a fucking pink hat. What do you want me to do? You think it... is it just like... I think secretly people are going, a fucking pink hat! And then their brain, they're going, that is so fucking sweet, bro. I would be all over that goddamn pink hat if I wasn't so indecisive about my sexuality. I wouldn't wear that there, because then I would be more definitely inclined to think that I'd take it right up the fucking... the scat button. But that's... that's it. People fucking taking photos and all slapping your head or trying to take your hat. I'd love to just be, you know, take the hat and you just bend down, pull their leg up, double leg them and just take their shoe off and be like, sorry, I just thought it'd be funny because you're wearing fucking retarded brown shoes like every other cunt in here. Like he's in Brokeback Mountain. Oh, let me just take your shoe off. Why? Fun. It's fun, isn't it? I don't know what it is about hats. People just need to take them off. Just mad. Mad people. And just people staring at you going, buy a blender. And you're going, you're looking them dead in the eye like, what? What do you want me to do? You're not doing anything other than shouting a fictional character's name in my fucking face right now. Buy a blender. Buy a blender. Huh? He's like fucking Hodor that got banged in the head and all he can say is the one phrase. You know, he's down the spa trying to get milk. Buy a blender. Buy a blender. Buy a blender! Buy a blender! Buy a blender! Buy a blender! Just fucking idiots. Grown men too. Grown men. All sorts of fucking shit this week. I should just stop going out and getting drunk when everyone else is going out and getting drunk too. You're actually... Best fucking backhanded compliment ever. You're actually quite fit, you know. You're good looking. But if you were just a regular fella, you'd be rotten. And you're like, what are you saying? You orange-faced, cat-shit-breathed, giant fat bitch from the country. You elephant-legged fucking... Both your legs look like they should be spinning in a kebab shop. Dervla. Alright? You'd be rotten. That's the confidence of women though, isn't it? That drives me fucking insane. You could have the biggest fucking heap of shit girl, but she has enough chest fat, I'm not even going to call them tits, that she can mold them into like a cleavage. And she goes out and she's like, I'm going to buck him. I am going to buck him tonight. I'm confident that he's going to be into that. And then, you know, sure enough, all you have to do is go up and that's it. Just let yourself, let it be known that your holes are vacant. You know what I'm saying?
Well, you mister, how are you then? Coming to eat them balls, do you?
I mean, there are no, there are about 0.001% of men who are fucking good looking enough where they just be like, I'm gonna definitely, I mean, you see, even a fella is like, the best he can do is go, I'm definitely gonna bang somebody. Whereas I feel like the girl side of it, they can be just like, I'm gonna buck him. Okay, if a fella does that, all of a sudden he's like, you know, Jamie Dornan out of The Fall. I'm gonna buck her. And everyone's like, whoa, chill out, Jared. You sound a bit rapey. But Dervla over there, you know, just old green fake tan round her neck.
He is gonna cheat on his wife the night with my anus. And that is a fact. That is a fact. Hear ye, you're actually quite good looking. But if you were a regular person, aka not a person who makes YouTube videos when you're 30, you'd actually be stinking. But because of that, you're actually quite good looking. Alright?
I'd love to see some of these people if they've seen an actual famous person. And I honestly don't know what it is about my face where people in 0.3 of a second know that it's me. I'm going on a fucking rant here, but they'll turn, just go, fuck me, that's my blender. Fuck me, Colin Geddes, that's Colin Geddes. Fuck me. And, like, the quickest... If I see, who's the most famous cunt in the world? George Michael, right? He's dead. But, like, if I seen George Michael, I'd be like, is that George Michael? And then you'd be like, fuck me. And then you'd have to Google George Michael 2016. You know, and whatever. But these cunts are like, that's you.
Oh my God. Now I got a photo for someone else because I can't admit that I want the photo.
Anyway, that's a full rant. That is a full rant. You know what it is? I've just drank too many days in a row and, you know, you get that sort of... Someone told me the phrase hangxiety, you know, where you just feel like shit. You know when you're going to these bars that people are having a good time in, but you're the guy that is stuck with these fucking idiots all night? But, fuck me, just a weird time. Christmas, obviously. Oh, fuck off your messages. Christmas obviously happened. What did I do? Drove to my dad's house. Fucking ended up jumping in on the dinner. It was odd. You get that thing, right? Don't you? When it's like, there was something on the news and they were like, oh yeah, you shouldn't, you know, social media is actually making people more depressed and sad at Christmas because you see what everyone else has and all that shit and you're like, oh, for fuck's sake, feel a bit weird. And I don't know, it was just like, it was not Christmassy at all. And then you see everyone having a wonderful time And Maureen stayed at her house because the first year in a while all her sisters have been at home. And she's like, listen, I just can't be arsed going and speaking to your fucking family. And I was like, Maureen, that, she didn't say any of this. Maureen, that is perfectly fine. I know they're dicks too. And it is a chore to, with, you know, hold a conversation with them for over 10 minutes. And I was like, no problem, I will take the bullet. That's very unfair. She didn't say it at all. But she wanted to stay at home. And I was like, well, my granny's going to my dad's house. So I think it would be very nice if I were to show up. So I was like, listen, we're just going to have to do it. We're just going to have to take the hit of me leaving. And you stay here. And then she's all like, you know, sad, pouty lips on fucking Christmas morning. And I was like, well, you can do whatever you want. If you really want to be, come with me, come with me. You know what I'm saying? But it was just one of those things where you're like, right, I'll see you in fucking 8 hours and just go driving Christmas Day. Luckily, I got to my dad's and he's, you know, he was doing Christmas dinner for the first time. And he's like, you know, just not, he's a good cook. He can cook, but I think the real trick of cooking is just timing. So he got in, he's like, yep, there's the old ham and all ready and fucking bloody blah, and your granny's come down here at 3 o'clock and then I'll bang these spuds in. And I was like, bro, get the fucking spuds in immediately. And all the wee fucking pigs and blankets and everything. One of the funniest memes I've seen this Christmas was the old pigs and blankets, and then someone just put their wee cock at the end. Put a bit of bacon around it. So I was like to my dad, get the fucking, like, get that all in the motherfucking oven. If she's coming down soon, you know, you don't want to wait another fucking hour and a half for these spuds to be ready. So I was like, get it in. So I'm sort of glad it turned up because I'm not a bad cook. And I managed to throw all the shit in the oven, get it ready. You know, get the goose fat over them spuds, goddammit. I don't even like fucking potatoes necessarily, but these were beasts, and it was very meal. Very, like, it was definitely like a man's Christmas dinner, because it was basically turkey, ham, stuffing, which my auntie left down, which was ridiculous. It was just like stuffing, turkey, ham, loads of sausages covered in bacon, roast potatoes, and fucking gravy. There was, oh yeah, and this, there was like sprouts in with the wee pigs and blankets thing. I was like, there's no carrots, there's no, you know, there's none of this bullshit. Peas, there's no fucking mash, or there was no like veggie sides. It was like, do you want fucking meat and stuffing and a fucking roast potato, and then you drown it in gravy and then fuck and go fuck yourself. And then my auntie also left down mince pies, which, I mean, talk about just, It's a bit like black pudding or something. You know those things has a stupid name and then you find out what it is and you're like, oh my god. Why don't they just call them delicious Christmas tarts? My sister was like, oh my god, am I going to try one of these now? And I was like, eat one. And she ate it and she was like, oh my god, these are lovely. And I was like, yeah. And she goes, are they all like this? And these are like handmade by my auntie, who is a very good baker and stuff. And I was like, listen, there isn't another mince pie in the world tastes like that one you just ate. It was all fucking ginger and orange zest and all, and you're fucking wept when I ate it. I was like, no, you may enjoy that one, because every other mince pie tastes like just mashed up dog shit stuffed inside some cardboard compared to this delicious pile of fucking mince. Don't call it a mince pie, bro. Call it an old festive tartlet. What do you want, a little Santa's nip? That's a terrible name. So yeah, I had the dinner, was fucking knackered, and was like, oh Jesus Christ. And then just went back up, dished out a pile of presents. But it is this is hard to explain, right? Because I don't really care. I'm not a person who gets carried away about gifts. I don't really even like getting gifts. I always feel weird receiving things. But there is that thing, maybe they're right about that social media thing, like, you know, running around shopping and shit. Like, I literally, this sounds such like a wee bitch thing to say, I didn't really get anything for Christmas, right? But it's weird because I don't really want anything either. Do you know what I'm saying? I literally think the most This is such a 30 as fuck bitchy thing to say. I think the most substantial gift I got was of a Marks and Spencer's voucher. And first of all, Maureen and I didn't get each other presents because we're like, well, we just had to buy a car outright and insure it for the full year. So I was like, maybe we just relax and get ourselves some nice things in the new year, possibly. So that's whatever. Went shopping around for my dad, got him some fucking sweet shoes, which I was like, please, please take a dislike to these and I'll get them fucking changed and I'll wear them. You know, I don't know, it's just one of the things, you go, that shit, dish it all out, and then you're like, okay, and I'll just enjoy myself here in Marks and Spencer's, will I? Never been in my fucking life, but anyway. However, if you were to say to me, Colin, what did you want for Christmas? And I went, nah, nothing. I literally don't need anything unless you want to buy me a new MacBook Pro, in which case, you know, no one's up for that. But isn't it weird how your fucking mind works? You're kind of like, it's weird. I would love a fucking psychologist to tell me what that is. There's probably someone going, Colin, what that actually means is you're a spoiled wee fucking prick. You know, and you don't like anyone else getting attention other than yourself. But that is weird. But you do sit there a wee bit like, well, I can't believe no one really surprised me with a gift. Meanwhile, if they just outright asked you what you want, you'd be like, nothing really. You make me a ham sandwich if you fancy it. Don't know what that is. Probably some sort of flaw in my fucking character. Stop being a wee bitch, Colin, and, you know, stop worrying that no one bought you hampers full of gifts, even though you're 30 and Christmas isn't even real and Jesus is a fucking story. Hey, Jesus born and a couple months later, dead again on Easter. Died at 3 months old. Unreal. What sort of wee fucking knob am I? Like, that is unreal. I mean, you know, they talk you out of using the word faggot, you know, because of its homophobic connotations. But, you know, if enough years were to go by and no one was using it for that anymore, which I actually think the majority of people would say that word probably don't mean that. But if it was somehow reinvented and given a proper sort of use, it would be for behaviour like I just described. Why did no one buy me a present? Stop being a faggot. Okay? You're 30. You don't need Christmas presents. You don't need anything. Okay? You also don't need to go drinking four nights in a row over the Christmas period. And the fourth night in some sort of 6 a.m. crescendo where you're like, what happened? We have vague memories of dancing with, like, a full bottle of Jack Daniels, just sipping it. You know, thinking you're fucking Jay-Z. And then you wake up in the morning, having had 9 aneurysms in your fucking sleep. Anyway, I don't know how to describe that. Just Colin being a bitch over Christmas. Weirdness. Absolutely astonishing amount of deaths on the old fucking internet there. Not only George Michael and a few others, but like, so many people, you know, shout out to anyone who's lost a family member, because I've seen about fucking 15 on my Facebook alone. People's dads, people's grannies and grandas fucking dying just Christmas Eve day, Boxing Day, just right around Christmas. It just seems to be a lot more deaths, crashes, you know, fucking traffic accidents and shit like that. It's just like too much going on. George Michael died, and of course, you know, Maureen, we were playing this quiz thing, which sounded silly. In fact, last night we did that. We got that game that holds your fucking mouth open and you talk with it, and there was laughs had. And I tell you how I ruined the crack. I didn't really feel like it inhibited my speech at all. So everyone's putting this fucking, you know, the game, every cunt's done it, or just holds your fucking mouth open and you're like, oh god, the furry fucking cat went to the fucking barbers or some shit. I put it in and I was just like, Sally sells fucking sausages by the sea. And everyone was like, well, this isn't fun anymore because you've got such a fucking expandable stupid mouth that you can just talk normally. And I was like, yes. Maureen's girlfriend mourns that, however, I think I nearly fucking blew a blood vessel in my eye. I laughed that hard. But yeah, fun game. But we were playing some other fucking stupid quiz the other night, and girlfriend Maureen's cousin just ran in, and she was like, just check the old phone there, and George Michael's dead. And everyone was like, what? Are you lying, or is this just a careless whisper? And the jokes were flying out already. But then everyone was like, oh, it's actually quite sad, because he's only in his 50s, and there's people in this room right now who are older than him, who seem perfectly healthy. But I don't know, what do you do? Just take too many drugs, or fucking, I don't know. I don't think the details have fully come out. But what cracks me up as a comedian person is the amount of jokes that come out straight away. First of all, no one does a good one. You know what I mean? It's always some stupid, shitty joke that comes out straight away, and then you're the fucking 800th person to come up with the same shitty joke. See if someone dies and you go, oh, I've got a joke about that. Just know that 80% of people who just heard that news just came up with the same joke. The best joke is not always the first joke you land on, and that's what I've learned doing comedy. That, and don't argue with hecklers, because they should just be taken out the back and shot. Does this feel relaxed, this bedcast? Feels very angry at Christmas. We will show them at Christmas. But yeah, I was just thinking, it's almost a sign of success if people joke about you when you die, because all these cunts making these stupid jokes, I sort of feel like, do you know what's going to happen when you die, bro? Fuck all, because you've done nothing. You know, no one's cracking jokes about, like, here's fucking Davey, who left school early and then just fucking was on the dole till he eventually got a job just stacking boxes in a warehouse, and he did that till he was 65, but he smoked 50 a day, and just is fucking thought he had a bit of a cough one day, and there's a fucking tumour in his lung the size of a grapefruit, which seems to be the only reference to size that people have when they talk about tumours, you know. He's got a grapefruit-sized fucking tumour in his lung. There was a grapefruit-sized tumour up his arsehole. He died of a raspberry-sized piece of cancer directly in his brain. Anyway, that is grim shit. But no one's cracking jokes about that, are they? He had a grapefruit-sized tumour. I tell you what, he was never near grapefruits. Only... Can you have grapefruits for pasty suppers? Help us out, Davey. Fuck me. What was he like? He couldn't breathe when he went up steps. That's all it is. You can make jokes up about people because they actually did something with their fucking life. You know, no one's making jokes about you. You useless fucking prick. Anyway, grim times for death at the Christmas time period. Just makes you feel... It's just extra bad. I mean, he died on Christmas Day. You know, that song will be number one every Christmas forever. Last Christmas, I give you my heart. My heart exploded. Meow, meow. Fair play to him. He had hits. And loved bucking fellas. Respect to George Michael. In other news, what other deaths happened? There was a plane shot down over Russia. You know, the old Russians just being like, you'll put anything above our sky, we'll kill you, bastard. They don't fuck around. And what did turn out to be a Salvation Army choir on the way to Syria? You see, is this one of these false flag things? Or is this one of these... You know, trying to antagonize different, you know, like, oh, well, we know rightly you're going to Syria, but we can't have anything to do with Syria, so we're gonna just blow you out of the sky, no matter what you are. Scary stuff. Death, and more death. And that's it. I mean, I don't really know what else to tell you guys. I think we should probably jump straight in to the old questions. Here we go. Let me jump into these questions here. Three. Got three more. Sorry if there's a lot of movement in this mic this week, but... Hold on. Oh! Okay. Let's jump right in here. I'm home till the 9th of January. This is Chris McCartney. I think that says, I'm home till the 9th of January. You doing any gigs around Belfast then? Big man! I am indeed. I'm doing Laveries on the 4th of January. So there you have it. Chris McCulloch, George Michael impressions as good as your Lemmy impression? I don't know if my Lemmy impression was anything to fucking write home about. If you like to grab out and suck a lot of dicks. George Michael, boy. One of those guys where you're like, you know, how did he manage to cover up the fact he was gay so long? He's the king of gay. What's a good song of his? Fast Love. You see, that was one of those weird modern ones where it's like, he's got weird, you know, he's got that sort of 90s, turn of the millennium hair, where everyone was like, yeah, we all look like we're in So Solitary, even though I'm George Michael. Shit, here we go. Pure bucking. Voice like absolute silk. I love those videos from that sort of... When was that out? Hold on a second to a double check. Uploaded in 2010. It definitely was out before that, I feel like. But the thing is about those pair of time, anytime there was a video, they tried to go all like futuristic. And it always looks like shit now. You know, you've went too weird. You know, he's all got weird computer interfaces and everyone's using weird devices to transport themselves on. You're like, nah, mate, that's not really what's happening. Basically, people are just Snapchatting, you know, and talking about random shit they've bought. Like girlfriend Maureen, you know, some girl just going, I bought this lip liner in a shop in Dublin and blah-de-blah, blah, and it goes on really well. And then I also bought this. And you're like, you're listening to a woman talk about her shopping there, Maureen. You know, you're...
And then I decided that I'd run out of toilet roll and I was busting for a shite, and I went out again, and this is the brand that I usually go with, because sometimes if I don't use something that's not Charmin, I'll wipe my arse and my finger will go straight through the paper and I'll delve right into my arsehole, and then sure aren't you left with the old Nutella fingers. So this is the brand that I go with.
And only it's chopped up in a 10-second increment.
And then I realised after that that my lip liner application had worn off, you know, because I was straining and biting my lip while I was shitting. So this is another one that I bought, and then I bought this, and I put this on and I took photos of it. And if you go over to my Instagram, I've written a fucking review of that. And then if you go on my Facebook, I've made a video demonstration. And then here you can see me talk more about fucking products and till you want to basically take your whole face, turn on the deep fat fryer and plunge your head into it, turning your face into pork crackling, and then feed it to your dog and then kill yourself.
You're like, shut the fuck up, you dumb cunt. Meanwhile, this fucking retard is, you know, multi-millionaire.
I own a company that sells cream that you put on your twat after you've waxed it, and sure enough, aren't I worth 10 million fucking euro? Hey, did you wax your twat, did you? Is it all fucking red and whatnot? Here's special cream for it, and we'll be at every fucking event in the world selling this shit.
It would drive you fucking insane. You seem to know a lot about it, Colin. Yeah, I've sat through it many fucking times. What was I talking about there? Let's go back to these questions. Anyway, George Michael, what I'm saying is I don't think your prediction of the future through this video was accurate. I don't really know what an impression of George Michael is. Unless you want me to go in there and jizz over the wall on my toilet. George, alright, the gruesome twosome with a dynamic duo. What are they? What? See, this is the worst part when you ask me questions, I don't know what I'm talking about. And then I have to Google it. Colin Googles things, the gruesome twosome, the gruesome, the gruesome twosome. Is what, a film? Okay. And the other one is the dynamic duo. Dynamic? Is this a film too? Dynamic duo. Oh, is that like Batman and Robin? Or the South Korean hip-hop duo? I'll be honest, mate, I've no idea what the fuck is going on right now, and I'm so hungover that this is giving me another just thing to be annoyed at. I don't know what you're talking about, bro. Oh, fuck me, I'm so hungover. Right, let's get on these Facebook questions. Faster dick. Got a few podcast recommendations from you. Any funny Snapchat recommendations? And that's from James Crummy. I'll be honest, James, Snapchat for me is an outlet, okay? Which means I just use it for the crack and if I want to promote anything. As an actual form of entertainment, I don't really use it in that way. I don't think Snapchats are particularly fucking interesting to watch. I mean, Chris D'Elia is funny. In fact, I don't know. I feel like some people should send me some recommendations, because what I did was, when I just got Snapchat, a few people I recognised their name, they basically added me, and I added them back, and then it just kind of got out of hand a wee bit, where I was getting too many ads and I couldn't keep on top of them. And then I'm just not researching people to follow, so I end up just fucking firing shit up and not even looking at it, unless people send me things, which is usually their babies, which I couldn't give a fuck about, them taking coke, them smoking weed, or like there's one dude who always just farts, you know what I mean, just records his farts. And there's another dude who just has sent me videos of him shitting. You know, one of them was literally him bent over, ass cheek spread, and projectile shitting into the toilet. And I was like, first of all, great camera work, bro. However, I don't need to see that. I can see that every day of my life. No, sorry, James, not too sure about the Snapchat one. Just Google it, best people on Snapchat. Chris Raff, was Santa good to you? What about 2016 Grim Reaper taking another music icon? Surely better taking rapists instead. Oh yeah, for sure. But I mean, they only take the good ones, don't they? Jesus Christ. Yawn more on the podcast, bro. Sounds amazing. Santa good to me. Santa was, I don't know. Santa was, you know, just like, here, very sensible. Take this. Take this and buy yourself, you know, I don't know, what the fuck, what's in it? Marks and Spencer's is just like Tesco's? I have no idea. No, I wouldn't say it was particularly good to me, however, I'm 30 as fuck, so definitely get over it. How many days is it acceptable to eat turkey in a row? As many as you fucking want, you know? I mean, there is no harm in 365 days a year just having a tray with sliced turkey and sliced ham on it, you know, throwing a fucking sandwich. There's literally nothing better. But yeah, just keep eating it. I mean, how big was your turkey? We're gonna have a curry. Fuck turkey curries. I wouldn't waste the curry with turkey in it. The best thing to do, I think, is you get diced up ham and turkey and make one of those like creamy sauces with fucking onions and peas and peppers and shit, and make like a pie. You know, Geddes dishes out more cooking. When are they just going to cut the shit with Vice and give me a cooking show? I've said it last week. They need another fat man cooking. They got Action Bronson, Matty Matheson. Get Geddes in there, you know what I'm saying? I'll go around Northern Ireland being like, this is the best sausage bap you can get. This is the best... Fuck me. Me and Maureen went to this place the other week for our lunch, right? And she's like, oh, my granddad used to come here. And you come and you get the... Every day there's a carvery. And you pay like £8, get a big carvery lunch. It was fucking outrageous. But there was this fella... There was stew, obviously, was one of the options in the thing. And these ones were eating stew. Just this big plate of stew. And it... To me, it just looked like a fucking nightmare. I was like, that is my... If I was on that show where they're like, what's your food heaven and food hell? She's like, that is my food hell right there. Just a plate of stew. You know the stew is like too much potato. It's nearly all potato and a bit of carrot and a wee bit of fucking beef. And they're just eating it. No sauce or anything. Just dry fucking spuds in their mouth. I was like, that... First of all, I think I'd just keel over and die of fucking heartburn. But I was like, that is my nightmare right there. Like, if I was in prison and they were feeding me that, I would last about 2 days. Who's your... James McSorley. Who's your money on for the last celebrity death of 2016? Surely there's time for another one. Yep, there's always time. And it's weird. It's not like there's any pattern of age. Do you know what I'm saying? Like, whether... It seems to be people of all ages. Let me do a rundown of some of the folks that died this year. Fife Dog, god damn it. I'll just see the ones I recognise, I'll call out. This is literally all the people that have died, so, and they're only in picture form, so I'll try and guess them. Neil Armstrong, was that one of them? Or whatever fucking guy that is. Gary Shandling, oh, a comedy genius. Cruyff, is that your man? Cruyff? Is that his name? The footballer? There's a drummer from something. There's Muhammad Ali, the guy that played Father Jack, Caroline Hearn, George Michael, David... What's his name? David Guest? Is that David Guest, or who am I thinking of? Gene Wilder, Lemmy, Prince, Bowie, Pete Burns, Ronnie Corbett, Victoria Wood, Andrew Sachs, the old dude from fucking Game of Thrones. The guy that played R2-D2, the wee short person. Why a load of deaths this year, bro? What can you do if people die? Like, I mean, I'm pretty sure if you put that together with all the folks that have died in 2015, it probably looks pretty impressive too. But is Terry Wogan dead? I feel... Did you ever hear something? January 2016. I feel like I didn't hear anything about that. Isn't that weird? How did he die? David Bowie. I feel like, I feel like that really just fucking passed me by. Stars pay tribute at Westminster Abbey. Chris Evans, John Lumley. Terry Wogan wasn't the best. He is the best, and he will always be the best. That's really sad, but like... Sorry, I'm just went fucking full dead air there. But, how did he die? Did he fucking get sick and die? Okay. Short but brave battle with cancer. I mean, I sort of feel like that's not a bad way to go. Anyway, that came out of the fucking... I just heard about that essentially yesterday. I was like, is Terry Wogan fucking dead? Liz Smith, she's dead too. The love from Royal Family, amongst other things. So there you go. Load of deaths. Is there time for another one? Always, but sure, how can you predict anything? Someone asked me, like, who did I think would be the next dead one? And we've had this conversation amongst friends before. I was like, keep an eye on Jim Carrey, alright? That's all I'm saying. Just keep a fucking eye on him. Is there, Aaron Darcy, is there still a General Banter live podcast to go up? There is, you know, but then there was a bit needed edited. I probably wouldn't edit it where Mickey was going on that, off in that rant about, like, your guy from Lost Prophets was done for, like, attempted rape of a baby, and Mickey said something like, you know, how bad are you at raping if you can't rape a poor defenseless baby? Which is a comedian's joke, alright, you know? But people just can't deal with that. So, it was always my intention to cut that out under instruction of either him or whatever, but I might listen to it again and just think, fuck it, I'll stick it up. Mick Haigney, did you get that tabletop height adjusted thing? Yes, I did, mate. I should probably put a photo of it up on something. But yeah, it's good. I mean, desk comfort is a fucking issue when you're sitting editing for ages. And I'll tell you what I've seen on Snapchat there. Aaron Butler of Video Wizard fame had put something up about he had a heated fucking adjustable massage chair for editing, so I may have to send him a message and be like, bro, where the fuck did you get that? Because I could get one of those. Because standing and working, I've realised, like, it's not even the sitting or whatever, it's the level at which you're fucking focusing. So if you're looking at the computer, you need it to be up right in front of your head, so you're not looking down, you're not looking up, you're not looking in a weird direction, you're just looking straight ahead. And then it makes the sitting a bit easier, because usually you're sitting and looking down, or you're standing and looking down. It's all about just looking straight ahead, which annoys me in everyone's fucking living room. No one has a living room where their TV is dead set in front of them. Mine included, which is a fucking boring dream of mine. I just want a house where I can look straight at a TV. Colin, can you just look sideways, you lazy bastard? How much fucking exercise are you trying to avoid here? You heap of shit. Speaking of heaps of shit, I'm literally about to Google to see if KFC is open. Did you get the tabletop yet? What's your favourite and least favourite part of what you do? Stephen Young. Well, the least favourite part, I mean, the thing is, I do a pile of things. You know, I do podcasts, I make videos for other people. I do gigs, I run a gig. So I do a lot of stuff. I mean, what's your favourite and least favourite part of what you do? My favourite part is the freedom, but my least favourite part is that you have to take care of yourself, essentially. So if say I had work to do for Friday, I can do that work any time of the day, any day between now and Friday. But I'm responsible for all that shit. It's hard to explain. You know, you're self-employed, you have to sort of find your own work, almost, or people come to you. So there's no real predictability. But at the same time, I can more or less do whatever the fuck I want. So the freedom part of it's good, but there is just that, there's no, you know, there's a lot of people would definitely probably take just a solid paycheck every month that didn't increase at all, just for money to sort of bank on. Whereas when you're sort of freelancing anything, there's months where you're doing really well and there's other months that are a bit quieter. But definitely the freedom is good. But then, you know, when you do a good stand-up gig, it gives you a right old boner, though. It's a lot of fun. I imagine the only thing more fun is probably being a sports star and scoring a goal, or being a musician. In fact, I know Riley, both those things are better because they definitely get more fucking flaps. You know, no one's queuing up to bang a fucking comedian, even though they just made 1,000 people laugh their balls off. I don't know if I've said this in this podcast, but I've really wanted to, like, I really wanted to, like, try and write a bit of stand-up or do a sketch or something where it was like, honestly, like, take the most successful comedian in the world. Take Kevin Hart could be there. He works out. He's in good shape. You know, he's quite short, whatever. Very charismatic. Can hold the attention of the full room. Multi-millionaire. Successful as fuck. Work ethic. Got his life in order. You know, just fucking beast. Absolute beast. And then there's some just, like, hippie-looking surfer, sexy dude who does nothing, has no money, is not even that interesting to talk to, but can play Wonderwall on a guitar, and he is getting double sucked off by everybody. And no one's paying Kevin Hart any attention, even though he's an absolute life beast. Oh no, let's check out this sexy dude over here. Don't even know if he's washed. But my God, does he have those V things that point down to your dick base? Getting me... Oh my God, do you know Where Is My Mind by the Pixies? That would get me well fucking... well, pritt-sticking in the nicks. Oh God almighty. What podcast do you listen to? Jeff Ray! Your name is Jeff Ray, but I would definitely say that every time I've seen you. Jeff Ray! My favourite podcasts are things like Bill Burr's podcast, the Monday Morning Podcast, The Fighter and the Kid, Your Mom's House podcast with Tom Segura, The Joe Rogan Experience, Marin, if he's got a good fucking guest on, what other shit do I listen to? The General Banter podcast, Boy Town, with Shane Todd and Dave Elliott. What other bullshit do I listen to? I don't know, I just kind of have... It's not really that many, just a small pile of them. Pete Holmes, You Made It Weird. God damn it. Legion of Skanks. That's it. That's about it, bro. Just all the comedians that I enjoy listening to, basically. Any good stories about your school days? Also, the voices you do are hilarious, especially your Chinese one and the smicked out Swalkaido ones you and Mickey done ages ago. Holler. Cheers, Brandy. Funny school stories. When was I talking about this? This is one of these things where I'm so fucking hungover that I'm like, do I talk about this? Did I talk about being hit with a fucking coin in the head last week? I can't remember. That was funny. I just got hit in the head with a coin. Bled all over the fucking shop. Did I tell that last week? Or did I tell that to someone recently? Only because it's fresh in my mind, because I told somebody. Did I tell it on this? Getting hit in the head with a fucking coin. And then it bled all over the shop. Yeah, I did talk about that because I was talking about your man being shot, didn't I? That Russian dude that got shot. And I was like, where's all the blood? And then I basically told the story about being hit in the head with a coin. And then the girl was like, I'm a first aider, let me see it. Took the thing off, you could see the white of my skull. And she's like, oh my God. It's like, some first aid you are, you fucking maniac. First aid, as long as there's no blood or anything disgusting. What other shit happened in my school days? Not much. Busy, just played rugby a lot. It's kind of boring. If you're a UFC fighter, what's your walkout song? I would probably have to say Set Guitars to Kill by And So I Watch You From Afar. I'll play that on the way out just for the fuck of it. You know what I'm saying? Let me see if I can find it. And So I Watch You From Afar. Set Guitars to Kill. Unreal, right there. Yeah, probably walk out to that. But it would make them wait, you know, just till all the fucking action kicked in. That or Songs for the Dead by Queens of the Stone Age. What do you make of Big George Michael masturbating in the public toilet in the sky? I mean, if you're a gay guy and you're single, you're mad if you're not just out in public. I mean, if straight dudes knew there was a place, like, here, you go down here, you go in the toilets, and somebody will do something to your dick. You'd be there every day. And I do not blame gay dudes for doing any of that weird shit. you know. My sister worked with a dude who was gay, and she was like, he would literally get like 3 blowjobs a day while he was working from fucking Grindr. And I was like, God damn it. I can't say I'm not jealous. Sean McNeil, if you could be Q from Bond type character, what weapon, normal thing would you design? The pen gun. And then someone has written under that, Penguin. What would I design? Probably. Do you know what would be good after my experience today? Because I was cutting open this fucking bagel that was covered in seeds. The knife hoover. You know? Get a knife that has a hoover on it that when you cut sucks up all the crumbs. There you go. The butter lipstick. You know, butter that comes out of like a fucking twisty roll-on deodorant thing. You spread it on your bread. Unreal. I'm pretty much a product genius, guys. You know, what can you do? What else? I don't know. Probably something to do with your dick. You know? The dick hoover. He's jizzing it and it sucks it all up. Okay. That's kind of gross. White or red wine, Paddy McGeaney. I don't drink any wine, bro, and it's just because I don't like it. I just have never weaned myself onto it. It just fucking is not a nice taste for me. You know, people are like, oh, that's a lovely light little white wine, and you're like, yeah, it still tastes like bad cider, though. It tastes like it's off. So I'm just not into it. I'm sure I could probably get into red wine if I tried, but I like to drink hard and a lot of it. So if I started doing that shit with wine, I'd probably die. You know, give me a nice shitty beer and I'll drink 12 of them. I'm not going to sit there and have 4 glasses of wine. Like an asshole. What should you do if your mates keep adding underage girls as friends on Facebook? Don't know. Send nudes immediately. I mean, it's weird, isn't it? But the unfortunate thing is that Facebook sort of lets everybody know the people you've added. So you're like, could you keep that to your fucking self, please? Yeah? I'm trying to goddamn bang some 15-year-olds. Fuck's sake. But yeah, depends on how underage you are. Like if you're 18 or 19, you're like, look at all these underage people. You're like, fired on in there. But if, you know, he's like 32 adding a 16-year-old, you're like, yeah, that's not the subtle way to do it, mate. Do it in Snapchat or something. Don't be doing it publicly on Facebook. And that's Colin's advice for being a legal paedophile. Meow. Okay. That's going to have to be it for this week. I am so hungover and in bed that I might just switch this off and just roll over and go to sleep right now. So, after I Google KFC, that's all that's in my mind. That's it, guys. Going to cut it off there. Cheers for listening. Hope you had a good Christmas. Have a happy new year. Please come to Lavery's on the 4th of January. And please come to Derry tomorrow night. It's going to be the best show of the fucking year, bitch. Tell your friends. Tell anyone you know in Derry or the surrounding area. It's going to be sweet. And then we've got Bogans on Thursday. And that's it. That's it, guys. Nothing but banter from here on out. Yeah, that's all. And I'm going to fire in and swear watch you from afar for no fucking reason whatsoever. Enjoy it. Bye.
Get organized and save big money with Dakota Closets at Menards. Dakota Closets can be installed in any room, from home offices and laundry rooms to walk-in or reach-in closets. Use the You Create Closet Planner, available in-store or online, to design a Dakota closet system that maximizes your space and matches your style. Plus, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for more great deals happening this week.
Save big money at Menards.
Hi, everybody. It's Andy and James here from your next favorite podcast, No Such Thing as a Fish.
That's right. We do fun facts.
Yes, we do. James, give me a fact.
Did you know that there is an extinct bandicoot whose official scientific name is Crash Bandicoot?
Lovely. I didn't know that. Did you know, James, that Upper Egypt is technically below Lower Egypt?
Incredible. Absolutely amazing. I would love to hear more about that.
Well, all you have to do is go and listen to No Such Thing as a Fish.
Where will I find it?
Oh, like, all over.
Okay, bye.
Bye.